to be heard. No problem. Jabe smiled broadly and gripped the control stick. And the land speeder rocketed ahead, accelerating at a sudden rate that pushed three Cowells and a Kenobi back into their luxuriously cushioned seats. Jabe guided the gleaming vehicle through the curved streets at a breakneck pace. The land speeder drew close to one building and then another, before whipping under the neck of a surprised Saurian Ronto. By the time the giant bolted, the JG-8 was careening down another street. Stop! Stop! A second after Annalene yelled her command, Jabe punched the brake, and the world stopped moving outside. Driver and riders were tossed forward into the restraint webbing, which caught them like a mother catching a child. Annalene was less gentle with her own child. Jabe, what were you thinking? Sorry, I just touched it, Jabe said, stroking the steering yoke admiringly. Not as good on the turns as I'd like, but I'd bet Glomer could really soup it up. Not going to happen, Annalene said. Ben seemed amused. She looked at her daughter. Both of you, switch into the back. The grown-ups are taking over. Callie opened her door and stepped out of the hovering vehicle, while Annalene stood in her seat, wondering where they'd wound up. They were in a bazaar in part of Mos Eisley she'd never been to before. Standing by her mother's side of the vehicle, Callie pointed off to the left. Hey, is that the bazaars over there? Annalene turned to look. It was a young couple, yes, but they were older than her recent houseguests. Not the bazaars, she said, squinting. But I do know them. Reclining in his seat, Ben smiled mildly. Annalene knows everyone. Yeah, the man came through once looking for parts for something, she said. That's Cleek Lars' son, Owen. Ben's eyes widened and locked on the couple emerging from behind the fruit stand, a basket of purchases in the man's hands. Sad story, the Larses, Annalene said, only half noticing Ben's sudden move to adjust his boot. Across the road from the land speeder, the brown-haired woman with Owen Lars turned, and Annalene saw what she was carrying. Hey, they've had a baby. Callie started to wave to the couple. Let's call them over. At once, and quite free from Jabe's grasp, the land speeder's control stick slammed forward, causing the vehicle to hurtle ahead again. Callie twirled and fell to the sandy street, buffeted by the jet wash from the twin engines. Aboard, the unrestrained Annalene fell backward into Ben's arms. The boy grabbed the steering yoke in panic. The vehicle skirted over the top of a wheeled cart and ripped through an intersection, even as its young driver fought the controls. It's stuck! He yelled. Annalene scrambled across the center control and helped him pull back on the stick. All at once it gave way, and the acceleration died. The vehicle floated to a stop in front of an illegally parked starship, whose owner, fearing the arrival of authorities, ran for his loading ramp. She fell back into the back seat, out of breath. Ben seemed rattled and wary, but otherwise intact. She clutched at her son's sleeve. Jabe, I told you to knock it off! I didn't do it, Mom! It started on its own! On its own? Annalene felt as if an artery had ruptured in her head. You nearly killed your sister! Rising cautiously, Ben raised his hand.
No, no, I saw it, he said.
Jabe's telling the truth. I saw the control stick. It slipped forward on its own while you weren't looking. Both Cowells looked at Ben. Annalene looked incredulous. Jabe was absolutely stupefied.
Thanks, he said. I don't believe this.
Annalene railed. Pricey land speeders don't just start driving.
Still, that's what I saw, Ben said. Jabe saved us.
He bowed his head slightly to Jabe, who looked at him in wonder. Aggravated, Annalene shook her head.
I'm gonna give that dealer a piece of my mind.
Ben put up his hand.
I don't think that's necessary.
Annalene glared at him. What, you'll save us from wild animals and Tuskens, but not defective vehicles?
Ben was speechless.
It was as harshly as Annalene had ever spoken to him, and she regretted it instantly. She sank back into the seat and tried to calm down. She looked out. They were in a neighborhood she'd never seen before.
Where are we?
Placing his hood back over his head, Ben scanned the area.
Nowhere near where we were,
he said, with what almost seemed like satisfaction. He was breathing easier now, Annalene saw, and it made her feel better. Until her comlink went off.
Jabe tried to kill me!
The tinny voice shrieked. It's all a dumb mistake, Annalene told her daughter over the comm. Stay where you are, Callie. We'll be back for you and... Ben grabbed at her sleeve.
Annalene, he said, pointing out of his side of the vehicle.
There. She looked out to see a landspeeder that resembled Orin's, being driven by a Klaatu Inian. It parked near the Mos Eisley Inn, and Bojo Bupa emerged from the back. The other passenger door opened.
Orin!
Annalene rose in her seat and watched, spellbound, as across the way, two armed humans stepped up and frisked Orin. His holster was empty, she saw, and the man made no move to oppose the search. He looked grim.
That's the gossam from the store,
Annalene said. Jabe reached for his blaster.
They're mugging him!
No.
Ben reached forward and touched the boy's shoulder firmly.
I don't think that's what's happening.
Then what is happening?
Annalene wondered as the human and alien toughs conducted Orin past the hotel and toward an alleyway. She looked at Ben.
Orin's not even supposed to be in town today.
Jabe started to move again, only to be stopped this time by Annalene.